With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. If anybody thought it might be close, well, it wasn't. Former President Donald Trump easily capturing today's South Carolina primary. And during a victory speech, Mr. Trump says his campaign already looking ahead.
Michigan's coming up. We're doing great. The auto workers are going to be with us 100% because they got sold out by this country. But Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday.
Nikki Haley says in the next 10 days, more than 20 states and territories will be voting in primaries.
They have the right to a real choice. Not a Soviet-style election with only one candidate. And I have a duty to give them that choice.
Also at SRNnews.com, the body of Russian dissident Alex Navalny has been handed over to his mother.
The director of his foundation made the announcement on his social media, where he thanked everyone who had called on Russian authorities to return Navalny's body to his family. Navalny's widow recently accused President Vladimir Putin of mocking Christianity by trying to force his mother to agree to a secret funeral after his death. His spokesperson also raised concerns about whether authorities will allow a funeral that will honor the family's wishes for Navalny's farewell. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Authorities in New York City say a blaze in a six-story building in Harlem has killed one person. 17 others have been hurt. Authorities in Mexico say 10 people have died in a traffic accident northwest of Mexico City. And California police investigating an accident on the highway. 8 people died there. This is SRN News. More than 8,000 Christians have been murdered in Nigeria last year.
It's the work of two Muslim terror groups, Boko Haram and the Fulani Herdsmen. The numbers come from the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law, which also reports that 500 churches were attacked in Nigeria in 2023, and more than 70 clergymen have been kidnapped. This is not a new problem. Muslim terrorists have been preying on Nigeria's Christians for the last 15 years. Government efforts to stem the bloodletting have failed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Australian government says it will outlaw doxing. That's the malicious release online of personal or identifying information without the subject's permission. The announcement comes after pro-Palestinian activists published personal details about hundreds of Jewish people living in Australia. An official says the proposed laws have yet to be drafted at this time. This is SRN News. An Idaho execution stay is denied.
A U.S. appeals court panel declined the request of one of the nation's longest-serving death row inmates. The 73-year-old was sentenced to death in 1983 for killing a fellow prison inmate with a battery-filled sock. He had previously been convicted of 4 murders and was already serving life in prison when he killed the inmate. He's also suspected of several other killings dating back a half a century. His death by lethal injection is set for Wednesday. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
New Mexico businesswoman accused of defrauding U.S. government and a pair of Native American tribes of taxes and royalties due them for oil and gas that her companies extracted from federal and tribal lands. Federal prosecutors say Teresa McCown, indicted by a grand jury on several wire fraud charges and violations of the Federal Oil and Gas Royalty Management Act. More details at SRNnews.com.